Hello everyone, it's Angel Avilas McClinton checking in at angelawaken.com, and today I'm reading a post called Seeds of Greatness. In a previous post called The Science of Getting, I mentioned a great place to find books that expand the mind and encourage higher consciousness. Many of the resources available in that post are free, so one needs only to make time in order to access the power of knowledge. I've been reading, or rather listening to, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. It's really quite a lovely read. Wattles was part of a generation of authors exploring New Age thinking. He wrote several books inspired by the understanding of the thinking stuff, or intelligent substance. If you've ever sensed or believed that there was an energy between what was seen, you might know exactly what this stuff or substance was. The stuff is infinite. The stuff is always producing. So, a few things came to mind during my reading. One was on greatness. Some people are under the impression that they can't be great at anything. While some of us have a natural proficiency for certain things, I think we're all capable of greatness. Wattles had this to say. You can begin to be great today in your own home, in your store or office, on the street, everywhere. You can begin to make yourself known as great, and you can do this by doing everything you do in a great way. See, many of us have either never been encouraged to be great or have never been brave enough to be. We've been afraid that our desire for greatness would result in failure or ridicule or condemnation. A desire for greatness can often be confused with arrogance, and after all, we don't want to get too big for our britches, right? Well, that's where the other quote from Wattles hit home for me. The more gratefully we fix our minds on the supreme when good things come to us, the more good things we will receive, and the more rapidly they will come. And the reason simply is that the mental attitude of gratitude draws the mind into closer touch with the source from which the blessings come. If we manage to be absolutely grateful for every single circumstance in our lives, where might we venture to go?